there. He was a surgeon, but he turned me over to Josiah. And Josiah was so good to me still. I've been very fortunate with my doctors.
Very fortunate with health, too, seven years and just once in the hospital.
Oh, no, I've been in the hospital a lot since then. But I can't say that. I was in the hospital in 1969. But the people, they just said that to me. I don't want anybody, I don't want any clerk in the store thinking that I look down my nose at her. I have a world of respect for working people. Now, I don't care if you're digging ditches. One of the boys I taught back when it was real rough out there on First Avenue, he was out there in the back digging ditches, and I went out there and talked to him. I was real glad to have a nice little visit with him. Told him while he was resting we'd have a little visit. But I don't tell you, people just couldn't get anything to do. They were digging those ditches, draining that property out there back of ours, Methodist Children's Home, and all of that.
During the Depression?
Yeah, in the 30s. Oh, boy, things were rough. But you could buy 3 pounds of bacon for 51 cents.
You can't buy a pound for less than a
I don't know. I can't eat bacon, so I was very fond of the bacon. Bacon was bacon and broiled steak. Well, my favorite. I can't broil steak good. I can buy, it doesn't matter what kind of steak I buy, by the time I broil it, it's tough. So I just don't have broiled steak much. I eat broiled steak up in the Louise's, my niece's house. Her husband broils it on a grill outside. He's a good old cook. And doesn't mind doing it.
Bacon is usually $1.29 a pound.
I don't know. I haven't bought any in so long. I don't ever even look at it.
It's very expensive, like all of the meat.
And it's not as good as the bacon used to be.
Is there a difference in the way that stuff is made now?
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah. Well, you could get it in slabs and just get it sliced up. You know, they'd slice it for you right there, as thick as you wanted or as thin as you wanted it. They'd have those meats, you know, those slices right there. And you'd pick out the slab you wanted. It might weigh 2 pounds, it might weigh a pound and a half. And, but it used to have more lean in it. I like some lean.
They have different names. Do they just call that bacon too, or do they?
I guess they called it bacon. Bacon squares.
We talked earlier about your house. You said that they heated the house. You heated houses usually with fireplaces. So I want to ask you a couple of questions about names that you, for parts of that. The thing that the smoke would go up in is called that the
chimney.
And now something that the smoke would go up, say on a big plant, a big industrial plant.
Smokestack, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. And the part down in front of the fireplace, the brick part, you call it?
The, we had those tile mantles. We had tile, now what do you call those things? I used to replace the tile when I was a kid. I loved to replace the tile. You know, the part out around the front of the fireplace, where your floor doesn't go all the way up to the fireplace. We had that tiled. And we had the tile to go up under the mantle. And sometimes the mortar would give out, you know, and it would get, and you'd have to take it out and put it back in. And I just loved doing that. And then the bricks on the back of the fireplace sometimes would burn out. And our yard man would replace those. But we had coke. Now the gas plant here would sell you the coke. See, they'd burn all the gas out of the coal. And then they'd sell the coke. And after you got your fire going real good, you could put that coke on there. And it didn't burn up fast. It would just glow. And boy, it would make a good hot fire. And all of our fireplaces were real, real good fireplaces. We had good chimneys. And the fireplaces really radiated, that heat radiated from them. And now in the living room, we had a big